Still looking for the answer. That was the response by Dr. Lisa Becton, Pork Checkoff Director of Swine Health Information, about the research and studying they've been doing on the PED virus. The doctor said the virus was first identified over a year ago here in the U.S., and since that discovery, well, we have learned a lot about the virus.
It does survive in a lot of conditions, and especially in cold, damp weather. But we also know that it can be killed under certain circumstances. So, for example, in a truck wash at 160 degrees heating of a trailer for 10 minutes, you can get rid of the virus. We know that feed can be a vector. It can survive in feed. So now we're just trying to figure out, what role does it play? But we know a lot about the basics of the virus and how to work around it. It's just now some of these other details of how it works in the sow's body, how long her immunity lasts, and what needs to be passed on to the pigs.
Well, thanks to the marketing of heavier weights, it looks like despite the loss of millions of baby pigs from PED, pork production will be up for the 2014-15 marketing year, and the same can be said for broilers. Matter of fact, in their latest report, Seth Meyer said,
more of everything but beef. Right now, our expectation is for steer prices at $150.75 a hundredweight above this year's number. Still, that continued increase in steer prices going into 2015.
So despite those record prices, though, it looks like production will be down for the fifth consecutive year. And because of that, we expect to see even higher prices for producers and the retail market come 2015. Well, the majority of U.S. House members are now on board as co-sponsors of repealing the estate tax, certainly a key goal of farm interests. According to American Farm Bureau lobbyist Dale Moore, this is an important aspect for agriculture, especially to make sure the repeal is permanent.
As land prices increase, the taxable value of that estate increases. And then you've also got to add to it, what is the value of the machinery, the implements that I've got on that operation? In an era where a combine can cost $250,000 on up, you're looking at machinery that will add up value rather quickly, even if it's been depreciated some.
Well, before we go to the board, let's check out the cheese market, where barrels closed the gap on the blocks, picking up a penny and a quarter to $2.25 per pound, while the blocks lost 2 cents at $2.03, and AA butter was unchanged. Over on the Class 3 trade, June up a penny, closing at $21.35. July, that also gained a penny to $21.71. August, that was down four at $21.34. In September, well, that dropped four as well at $21.21. Board of Trade, July corn up 2¾ cents, closing the day at $4.41½ per bushel. September up a penny and a half to $4.35½. Your beans for July up 10¾, now pricing back over $14 at $14.09. September up 5½ cents to $12.49½ per bushel, while September wheat was up 5½ to $5.96¼ per bushel. As far as the livestock trade, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 95 to 115. Most of the slaughter cows, 79 to 94, with slaughter bulls at $1 to 127. Fed cattle steady. Choice beef steers and heifers top at 145. Holstein steers go to 129. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 370. Heifer calves, 150 to 275. Again, those feeder pig prices, please contact your local markets, while the butcher hogs are at 75 to 86, and your market lambs, 155 and down. And that's a look at your agricultural scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.